Governor Abbott, Secretary Kennedy hold Rural Healthcare Roundtable press conference. Texas border business. Austin. Governor Greg Abbott and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy participated in a roundtable with Texas rural healthcare stakeholders, followed by a press conference, to discuss rural healthcare initiatives. During the roundtable, Governor Abbott and Secretary Kennedy discussed the Rural Healthcare Transformation Program and how the state can continue improving rural health outcomes for Texans. The governor highlighted the Make Texas Healthy Again package that he signed into the law the day prior, putting Texans on a pathway to make better informed health and nutrition decisions. The governor pointed out that working with the Trump administration and Secretary Kennedy, Texas is leading the charge in making America healthy again. Governor Abbott, Secretary Kennedy, and participants representing the rural healthcare industry emphasized the need to continue to invest in mental and physical healthcare efforts across Texas. The group celebrated the wins for rural healthcare during the 89th legislative session that address gaps in maternity services and childcare, mental health services, and expand rural hospital grant programs. The governor noted that there is still work to be done, and that he will continue to fight for the health and safety of Texans for generations to come. Our goal has to be to ensure that every corner of our state is going to be prepared to respond to the healthcare needs of their community, said Governor Abbott. More than 190 counties are categorized as rural in this state, and they have more than 6 million Texans. We have an obligation to ensure that those communities are able to succeed. I want to thank Secretary Kennedy and President Trump for helping prioritize the rural regions of our state to ensure healthcare in rural regions improve. Governor Abbott, thank you for your dedication to rural healthcare providers in Texas, said Secretary Kennedy. And thank you, President Trump, for your brilliant One Big Beautiful Bill and its rural health transformation provision, which delivers $50 billion in rural health support across the United States. We will strengthen and expand rural health like never before. That is my promise to rural communities, my promise to Texas, and my promise to the American people. Watch the governor's full bill signing ceremony here. At the press conference, Governor Abbott and Secretary Kennedy reiterated recent investments into rural health care at both the state and federal level. These investments include $300 million in state funds and $100 million a year for the next 5 years in federal funds for behavioral telehealth, AI innovation, and the transformation of rural health laboratories. Texas stakeholders present at the roundtable and press conference are as follows. John Henderson, CEO, Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals. Lorenzo Serrano, CEO, Winkley County Hospital District. Ted Matthews, CEO, Anson General Hospital. Jennifer O'Reilly, Executive Director, Texas Association of Rural Health Clinics. Mike Maples, LPC, LMFT, CEO, Bluebonnet Trails Community Services. Wayne Young, LPC, CRC, Foch, CEO, Harris Center for Mental Health and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities. Jana Eubank, Executive Director, Texas Association of Community Health Centers. Drive. Kia Parsi, Executive Director, Texas A&M Rural and Community Health Institute. Drive. Ted Mitchell, Chancellor, Texas Tech University System. Cecile Young, Commissioner, Texas Health and Human Services. Trey Wood, CFO, Texas Health and Human Services. Dr. Jennifer Shuford, Commissioner, Texas Department of State Health Services. Stephanie Spear, Principal Deputy Chief of Staff, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Ken Callahan, Chief Policy Advisor, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Chris Jones, Acting Counselor to the Secretary, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Grant Thomas, Senior Advisor for Medicaid and CHIP Services, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Related first name email.